So it's not just about being like, oh, I need to feel pleasure. And if I don't feel pleasure, I'm doing something wrong and I don't want to feel it because I want to have a pleasurable business. It's about actually being available and open to feel all of the things that come up as you run your business, to feel the pain, knowing that if you block out pain, you're also going to block out pleasure. If you block out contraction, you're also going to block out expansion.
Welcome to the Seeing in the Dark podcast, the podcast for the women of the ancient futures. Women that see beyond eyes and know beyond mind and are here to make a change from a deep communion with the mystery of life. Seeing in the Dark is about walking paths that have not been walked before and daring to show up for the mission and dream life that is knocking on your door. My name is Nicole Nima Costeres, mystic, medium, initiated priestess, and here to take you into the mysteries of purpose, power, ritual, and intuition. May you embody your own unique essence so deeply that your vibration naturally teaches, inspires, and assists others. Let's dive in. In today's episode, I will share with you one of the over 20 masterclasses of the She Who Stands for a New World Global Online Retreat. An online experience with over 20 workshops, masterclasses, and interviews from oracles, wisdom keepers, astrologers, dancers, facilitators, and just a really beautiful variety of people that show up for the world they want to live in. This retreat has been created from the intention to, in these times of change and crisis in the world that can bring up fear and doubt about where we are going as a world, to stand up and show up for your mission, for your business, for the message that you are here to bring for the world. So this global online retreat, She Who Stands for a New World, is there to help you connect to the core of your essence, the heart of your mission, and the soul of your business. So enjoy today's masterclass. If you feel inspired to purchase the whole bundle of over 20 masterclasses, interviews, and workshops, you can purchase the whole bundle for only 47 euros. Link is below this episode. And for now, I wish you an incredible time with today's speaker. Much love. I'm sitting here together with Ida Lucy, and Ida is a holistic intimacy coach specializing in female pleasure and sexuality. She's here to help women discover the power of their sexuality and orgasmic potential. Ida is a strong believer that bliss is our birthright and our inherent nature, and her mission is to guide and empower women all around the world to discover and liberate the sensual secrets of their bodies. Welcome, Ida. I'm super happy that you're here to talk with us about pleasure-powered business.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and I feel a lot of curiosities with you because I know that when I started to go more fully into my business, one of the things that I first lost connection with was the pleasure in my body. I went over muscular and over focused, and it created a certain tightness in my body. So I think what you're going to share with us today is going to be super valuable for so many women here.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you say that because I had the exact same thing, but it was even more interesting because I was teaching around sexuality and pleasure. Like that was the thing that transformed my life. That's the thing that I was offering. And I didn't have a specific moment that I was like, okay, now I'm going to make a business out of this. It all kind of happened pretty organically by people asking for my work. And slowly, slowly, I started to structure it more. And what happened in like the beginning of my business, I remember at some point I was realizing that the way I desired to feel and the place that I was guiding women into with their bodies and their pleasure and their sexuality wasn't how I felt in my business. So I felt this disconnect between like my business felt like you said, dry, rigid. I felt like overwhelmed, like there's all these things I have to do. And I had all these ideas of like what it means to have a business. And I remember a very distinct point where I realized like, wait, this isn't the type of life that I want to create. Because I could see if I keep going in this way, there's always going to be this big part of my life, my business, that wasn't going to feel in alignment with my true mission. So that's when the whole idea of pleasure-powered business and actually creating and shifting my business in a way that felt in alignment with what I was offering started coming in. So it also was a journey for me of like going to one extreme and then finding the balance of like, okay, no, this is what feels in alignment. So that's what I'll be speaking into. All right. So pleasure-powered business. So as I already kind of said, I'm by no means like a traditional business coach, or I don't have a background in business or marketing or anything like that. Everything I'm going to share really came through my lived experience. It came from having something I felt really passionate about and wanting to share it with the world. And through that journey of sharing it, needing to also learn about business and creating a business and how to do it. So I'll share some of the different things that have helped me really create a business that fundamentally supports me. Because what I started noticing in the beginning of my business was that I felt my business was draining. I felt energetically drained by all the things I had to do, by all the mental things I had to attend to. So I wasn't actually able to show up fully in my gifts, versus now having my business in a way that I feel my business is nourishing me so that I can show up more fully in the world. Why pleasurable business? I'm going to assume that all of you have something big and something powerful inside of you that you want to share with the world. Whether you've been sharing it for many, many years and you've already had a business for many years and you feel really stable in it, whether you're just starting out, or if you're at this point where you feel it, but you haven't fully stepped into your leadership yet, I'm going to assume that you all have that special something that you know you want to share with the world. And your business is a sacred foundation, the way I like to think about it, like the sacred container that gets to fold you in that mission, that gets to support you, that gets to bridge you and the people that you're meant to serve. And for a lot of people, I know the word business, especially, you know, if you're a healer or a medicine woman or an entrepreneur or a coach, and what you want to offer is not necessarily related to business, it's related to something else. Sometimes the idea of, you know, creating a business can feel a little off-putting, because what we see a lot of the time modeled to us is what it means to have a business, what it means to be a business owner. For a lot of us, we don't really see ourselves in that, or it doesn't really feel in alignment. So the way that I like to reframe it is that your business is simply the foundation that gets to hold you in your mission. So it doesn't need to be this thing where you need to change yourself or that needs to feel very masculine. It's really just what supports you and being able to give your gifts to the world. For most of us, I know definitely for me, the old models of business, I don't even know if old, but like what we see today still very much in the West, don't really fit us and what it is that we desire to call into our lives. What we see most of the time, where I know that this is the story I had, I was like, having a business, and more specifically, having a successful business, means that I need to constantly be working, doing, hustling. That if you want to have success, it's like you need to earn it through hard work and there's no time to rest. And, you know, we even see it in a lot of like motivational quotes online. It's this idea that we constantly need to be on in order to have a successful business. And for many people, when they start their business, or I know I had that, if we fall into that trap of like, this is the only way, what tends to happen with time is that we get drained physically, energetically, and we can't actually show up fully in the world anymore for what it is that we truly are meant to do. Because all of our energy is going into this like doing and marketing strategies and like all these mental things, that by the time it comes to us actually offering our gifts, what we're actually here to do, we don't have the energy to do that fully anymore. For a lot of people, it can also go in like fluctuations where they're like on for like a few weeks or a few months, working, all the way to the point of a burnout. And then there's a complete lack of inspiration, a feeling of dryness. And then it's like, oh, I need to like recharge for a few weeks or a few months to be able to come back. And it can be kind of like this on-off relationship to our business where we're like fully here and then we're completely closing off. So creating a balanced and pleasurable business, and I'm going to talk a little bit more into some pieces of how to do that, supports us as the space holder, as a facilitator, to serve our clients and our students better. One thing I also really noticed is that it regulates my nervous system. In the beginning of my business, I constantly felt this state of anxiety and depletion, and like there was just this constant fluctuation in my nervous system, versus now, when I created my business in a very intentional way, it regulates and supports my nervous system. So it really gives me that sense of grounding and support. A huge one actually allows us to grow and expand as coaches, mentors, facilitators, whatever it is you're doing, when you're not constantly in this hustle mode and trying to fix or make your business work. You actually have the time to grow and expand as a person, as a leader, to deepen your craft, to actually embody what it is you're teaching. Because that was another big one for me, you know, in the beginning of my business, I felt I had no time for self-pleasure. I had no time to slow down. I had no time for my feminine practices, which didn't make any sense for me because I'm like, that's the whole point I got into this work because it's so important for me. So it actually allows us time to embody what it is that we're bringing into the world, to grow, to expand, to deepen our craft. And it also just feels fun, exciting, and enlivening. And for many of us, when we really come into, when we get to meet our mission, our purpose, when it feels really clear, for most of us, that means it's going to be a pretty big part of our life. You know, it's rare that I meet someone who's like really in touch with their mission and it's like a very small part of their life. It's usually going to take center stage in your day-to-day life. So your business, the thing that supports that, we want to make sure that it actually feels enlivening and exciting and in alignment because it's going to take up a big chunk of your life. This is a huge one. I want to start with this to give the permission and really anchor in that you get to create your own paradigm. You are 100% the creatrix of your business, and there is no one size fits all, or there is no model that you have to follow in order to be successful. I think that this is normal to some degree in the beginning of, you know, structuring our business or bringing our gifts into the world, this feeling that like we must find a formula or some kind of template through which we have to create our business. You know, we need to have this amount of offerings. Oh, we need to have one-on-one clients, whatever it may be, without actually tuning in and being like, is this actually what I want? Is this the business I want to create? Your business is the place where you get to really take ownership and sovereignty over how you want it to be. How do you want it to feel? How do you want it to support you? So you get to design it in a way that suits you. And there's really no, like I said, one size fits all. And a good question to ask yourself is, you know, what are my values? What are my desires? What is my like dream lifestyle? And how can I align my business structure, the way I intentionally create my business to support that, to be in line with my values, with my desires, with my lifestyle. The way I always relate to my business is like my business and I are in an intimate relationship. Like it's this entity that I have an intimate relationship with. And you get to ask yourself, how do I desire to feel in this relationship? You know, do I want to constantly feel tired or stressed or like I always need to do? Or do I want to feel a sense of ease, a sense of flow, a sense of softness, whatever it may be. And that's going to be individual to each of you. But actually asking yourself, how do you desire to feel in your business? How do you desire to feel when you wake up in the morning? How do you desire to feel when you show up to a client call or when you show up to a workshop? How do you desire to feel at the end of a day where you worked with people? How do you desire to feel? And then writing that down, like writing down on a piece of paper, whatever the 1 to 5 main things are that come up to you, like this is how I truly desire to feel, and aligning your day-to-day actions with those feelings. So if you want a sense of ease, if you want a sense of simplicity or whatever it may be, when you plan your day or your week or your quarter, I don't plan that long in advance, but let's say when you plan your day, actually asking yourself, is the way I'm structuring my day in alignment with how I actually want to feel? You know, how can I shift the way I structure things in my business for me to be able to tap into that feeling right here and right now? Because oftentimes you have this idea that if you hustle enough and work enough now, eventually we'll get to this state where, oh, we'll have all the money and all the relaxation and then we can have those things. But oftentimes it doesn't work that way because the energy we're constantly feeding into our business is what is going to create what it's going to be like in 5 years from now or in 2 years from now. So actually being intentional and in this very moment, asking yourself, how can I show up in my business or what decisions can I make today that are aligned with the way I desire to feel in my business? You know, so you're constantly putting that in the forefront. So that is what's guiding your decisions and your actions and the way you structure things. Now, Pleasurable Business 101. It was really interesting for me because I work specifically with sexuality and pleasure. I started to really notice that there's a lot of similarities between what leads to pleasure in like a sexual moment in the bedroom and what leads to pleasure in your business. And it's kind of this thing of like, in sex, it's like the microcosm where we can discover a lot of our patterns, where we can learn a lot of things about our life at large, how we show up in our relationship, how we show up in the world, how we show up in our business. So I'm going to share three little pieces that I find are helpful. There's definitely more than that. We could find even more correlations, but these three are good to kind of start with. And the first one is safety. As you've probably experienced, in order to have a really profound, deep sexual experience with your partner in the bedroom, there needs to be a certain feeling of safety. You need to feel safe within the relationship. You need to feel safe with that person. You need to feel safe within that specific situation in order for you to feel like you're held so you can actually relax and surrender and open and allow yourself to go to those depths of pleasure. If you don't have that safety, for most women, if they don't feel that sense of safety, they're not able to actually access those depths within themselves. And the same thing applies in your business. If you don't have that sense of safety, of structure, of containment, it's going to be hard for you to allow yourself to actually drop into your feminine nature and to feel a sense of pleasure and aliveness. And this is where I think sometimes there is a bit of a misconception around like having a feminine business, that I think sometimes it can feel very fluffy and like, oh, it just means you go with the flow and, you know, you just do what you feel in every single moment and there's zero structure and zero to-dos. And at least from all the powerful women I know, and from myself included, that's not the reality. That is not, that's one part of the picture. But in order for your feminine to be able to flourish in your business, it actually needs a safe masculine container. You need that sense of safety. And I'm a big believer in simplicity. So keeping things simple, not overcomplicating it. You can always add to it later, but just tuning into what are your core offerings? What are the ways through which you want to offer it into the world? How can people easily learn about your offer? Is there a way you can like make a sales page about it? How can people easily pay you? Is there a very easy payment gateway? What can you automate? You know, like when people enter into your space, maybe there's an automatic welcome email that tells them where to find things. Like all the little things, all the little automations that you can create that create a sense of, okay, we have this covered and I don't need to take care of all the little things and constantly be in the survival mode. Another really big piece here is if you can, getting an assistant. I'm huge, huge, huge on this, getting a virtual assistant or someone that can support you and do all the little things that you have to do, but that aren't necessarily lighting you up. Like if it's admin things or responding to emails or like the little technical things that need to be done in order for things to run smoothly, but that don't light you up and that when you need to do all of them, leave you really depleted by the end of the day. So all of these things of creating a structure, of automating things, of making things very simple, making it simple for people to learn about your offers, for people to pay you, for people to enroll in whatever it is you're doing, having an assistant creates that stability, that safety from which you can then actually feel creative, tap into your feminine nature, be more in your magnetism because you have that sense of support. Because what I see when we skip this step and we just try to be like, I'm just going to be in my feminine and magnetize people to me, usually it gets chaotic because nothing is holding the feminine. And then it's just chaotic. It's like, oh, I need to do this and I need to do that. And we're not actually able to fully allow our feminine to flourish because we're constantly in the survival mode. So safety is a big one. Safety, structure, container. So looking like, where in my business can I make little shifts that will just create a more solid foundation for me? The second one that leads to pleasurable sex in the bedroom is being deeply attuned to your body, deeply attuned to your sensations, deeply attuned to your emotions, right? In sex, if we are shutting ourselves down physically, energetically, we're not going to experience deep pleasure. If we're trying to avoid feeling pain or quote unquote negative emotions, we're also not going to experience pleasure or positive emotions. And this is another little misconception when I say pleasurable business, I don't mean that 24/7, all I'm feeling is like, you know, orgasmic all the time, every single part of my business, every single day. No, the reason that I can have that type of relationship with my business is because I'm also so open to feeling things when I feel contracted, when I have shame coming up, when I have insecurities coming up, when I'm in a launch and there's this moment of like, oh my God, is anyone going to sign up? When there is comparison or jealousy or imposter syndrome or whatever may come up, actually being attuned to your body when those things come up and meeting those parts within yourself and allowing yourself to feel all of these different emotions coming through you, because that's what's training your body to also be able to experience deeper pleasure, both in the bedroom and in your business. So for me, one practice that I love to do in relationship to sex, and I also like to do it in relationship to my business, is when I feel something contracting, I feel a certain emotion, there's some fear, there's some insecurities, I like to do a practice of actually sitting with it and moving as that feeling. So like tuning into, okay, what am I feeling? I'm feeling afraid, or I'm feeling insecure, or I'm feeling embarrassed, or whatever comes up. And then actually giving my body some time, usually I play some music, to express itself as that feeling. Like, what does it feel like in my body? Giving it room to express. And usually I'll do that for like 5 minutes. It goes very quickly. And as I allow it to move in my body in that specific flavor, slowly, slowly, I start to breathe into it. I start to open my limbs. I start to create more and more spaciousness to alchemize that emotion into something deeper. Listening to, okay, what is the deeper message that it's here to tell me? And the more that you meet all parts of yourself like this in your business, the deeper your relationship to your business becomes. And the more enlivening it becomes, and the more potent it becomes. So it's not just about being like, oh, I need to feel pleasure. And if I don't feel pleasure, I'm doing something wrong. And I don't want to feel it because I want to have a pleasurable business. It's about actually being available and open to feel all of the things that come up as you run your business. To feel the pain, knowing that if you block out pain, you're also going to block out pleasure. If you block out contraction, you're also going to block out expansion. And lastly, being you. So in sex, you know, what a common trap many people fall into is performing, is feeling like, oh, like I need to be perceived in a certain way, or like, let me try this like cool blowjob technique that I read about, and just doing things because we feel like it's the cool thing to do without actually being attuned to what authentically wants to come through you in this moment. How do you really feel? How is your body responding to this type of touch? And the best sex, the best intimacy comes from that place of being fully raw, of really responding to the moment, of not thinking about what position you should do next or what technique you should do next, but actually being able to respond to the moment and just being intuitive with how your body wants to respond to your partner. And the same thing in your business. You know, you and your business, you and your audience, you have a relationship. And when we get into this trap of performing, of feeling like, oh, I need to present myself in this way as an expert, or I need to do these 3 steps of marketing because that's how it's done. It's very much like, you know, when we think we need to do these 3 techniques in the bedroom for it to go well, usually it doesn't. And the same thing applies in your business. How much can you allow yourself to trust your body and respond to the moment organically? So if you're in your business and suddenly you have this really cool idea, but you've never seen anyone doing it before, or you have this idea of how you can bring this offering into the world, trusting that, you know, not constantly bypassing that with like, oh, but, you know, other people are doing it in this way, or I read in this article that you should do it that way, but actually trusting your own body's intelligence and being able to have that spontaneous relationship in your business and with your audience of like, oh, this, all of a sudden I'm feeling this. Maybe you're feeling something that your audience needs, and being able to respond to that organically. So those are 3 little pieces that are very similar in sex in the bedroom and also in how to have more pleasure in your business. Now, a few more fun ways to create a more ecstatic, pleasurable, and sexy business that definitely work for me. The first one, self-care and self-pleasure, especially as women, is where we get to fill our own cup and nourish our feminine essence. And as leaders, as facilitators, as space holders, this is so incredibly important because we're constantly giving, we're leading, we're holding powerful spaces. And if we're not actually taking the time and prioritizing within our schedule, within our day, within our lifestyle, time for us to fill our own cup, we don't actually have the energy to show up to our clients. I always use this analogy in sex, and I'll also use it for business. But for example, in sex, when we come from an empty cup, when we come from a place of lack of pleasure and aliveness in our own lives, underneath, the underlying tone of the sexual exchange is one of neediness, is one of, I need you to give me pleasure. I need you to give me an orgasm. I need you to make me feel alive. I need you to make me feel a certain type of way. And when we come into a sexual interaction like that with another person, especially both people are operating from that space, it usually leads to very superficial sex. It doesn't lead to true deep intimacy. Whereas when we both come into sovereignty and ownership of our own pleasure, and we start to self-source our own sexual energy, first and foremost for ourselves within our own bodies, we can come from a place of overflow, where we come into a sexual interaction, not because we feel lack, not because we don't feel like we have access to pleasure in our own bodies or that we need something from the other person, but because we're so full of our own aliveness, of our own sexual energy, and we are overflowing it into the other person. And that leads to a very different energetic exchange during sex. And the same thing in your business. If you're constantly drained and overworking, first of all, it can be felt by the people in your field, by your audience. There is an underlying feeling of lack, an underlying feeling of neediness, because you're not feeling full within yourself. Whereas when you feel full, when you feel, you know, you did your self-pleasuring practice, when you took care of yourself, people can feel that and people are magnetized by that. People want to be in your field when they feel like you're full of your own aliveness. People don't feel magnetized to work with people when they feel like there's this lack or this neediness underlying it. So when we prioritize filling our own cup, self-sourcing our own sexual energy, taking time to nourish our feminine essence, the people around us can feel that and get magnetized by that. It's like, ooh, like she feels good. You know, it's like, I want some of that. And it's a very different energy to come into a container with, from this empty cup versus from this full cup, which is really, really magnetic. So actually prioritizing self-care, spending time in nature, dancing, doing your spiritual practice, meditation, hot bath. I know many women who said that like when they started their business, it's like all those things were last priority. It's like I have all these things to do and these things are the last priority. And it actually, in my opinion, should be very much in the front of the line, because this is what is making sure that you as a leader can show up fully. Now, about self-pleasure, a little bit on the link between sex and business. So one of the reasons I absolutely love the work with sexuality is that it goes so much deeper than just the bedroom. It goes so much deeper than just having a specific type of orgasm or having a really fun erotic experience. At the fundamental level, the deepest level, our sexual energy is our life force energy. It's the energy through which everything was birthed. It's the energy through which we came into the world. It's the energy that gave birth to the stars, to the galaxies, to the manifest universe. So at the very core of it, it's the energy of aliveness. In the tantric tradition, it's referred to as Shakti, or as the creative force of the universe. It doesn't only give birth to a physical baby. It gives birth to ideas. It gives birth to projects. It gives birth to programs. It gives birth to art. So when we're in tune with that, it doesn't just affect our experience of pleasure in the bedroom, but it fundamentally affects all of these layers of our lives, because it's truly the deepest aspect of aliveness that we can access within ourselves. And when it's stagnant, when our sexual energy isn't flowing, and there's many reasons in our modern day culture why it's not flowing for many people, from trauma to conditioning to shame to our modern day lifestyle, when it's stagnant, it doesn't just affect our experiences in the bedroom, where maybe we feel numb, maybe we have difficulty orgasming, maybe we feel disconnected from our pleasure. But in our life at large, when our sexual energy is stagnant, we feel dull, we feel uninspired, we feel a feeling of lack, we feel bored, we feel flat, because we're disconnected from our aliveness, from this deepest aspect of our being. And on the flip side, when it's flowing, not only does it affect your orgasms and your experience in the bedroom, but your entire life lights up. You feel more alive. You feel more radiant. You feel connected, creative, magnetic, abundant, because that energy of aliveness, that creative force is freely moving through you. I see a huge correlation between activating and awakening our sexual energy, whether it's by ourselves, through our solo practice, through self-pleasure, or with a partner, or with both, and our capacity to receive money, our capacity to magnetize clients, our capacity to be truly creative in our offerings, because it's truly the same energy. So the more you open yourself to sexual energy, the more you open your physical body, your yoni, your womb to sexual energy, the more you open yourself to flow, pleasure, and abundance in your business. And even a layer deeper than that, there are specific practices like sex magic practices that work more intentionally with that. But regardless of whether you're doing a specific practice, just opening your feminine body to the flow of eros, to the flow of sexual energy, makes you more magnetic, allows you to be more receptive to the flow of money into your life, to the flow of the right people, the right clients coming into your life. So there is a fundamental link there. And I love that, for example, in Taoism, when a woman is feeling depressed, or if someone has some kind of anxiety or some kind of physical illness, they'll often look back into how is the qi moving in the sexual organs, right? So they'll go to the root of it, because the way, I love this metaphor, the way they describe it is that our sexual organs, our sexual energy is like the root of our being. It's like the soil from which the rest of our being grows. So when there's an imbalance in the soil, when there's a lack of nutrients in the soil, when the soil isn't healthy, it's going to affect our entire being, because it's the very root from which we draw our energy and vitality. So when we work on that soil, when we work on our sexual energy, it doesn't just affect the bedroom. It affects our entire being. It affects the way we show up in the world, in our business, in our relationships. Now, another fun one, and I love this one, is another way to have a more pleasurable, ecstatic relationship to your business is receiving money fully. So thinking about receiving money like receiving in your lover. So many of us have so much shame around money, of money is bad, or what it means to be a person who has a lot of money, or what it means if you enjoy receiving money, because most of what we've been modeled, most of the people in the world who have a lot of money didn't necessarily do the best things with that money. So we've been modeled this idea that money is somehow evil. But when we really look at it, I truly believe that one of the most healing things we can do for the planet is having a lot of money in the hands of powerful women, powerful healers, women that are connected to their hearts, women that are connected to their mission, because money is a neutral energy. And it just depends on whose hands it is and what you decide to do with it. So when you receive in money, think of it like receiving in a partner sexually, let's say even like physically into your yoni. Can you feel money penetrating you in this way? You know, can you feel the pleasure of like life fucking you open by sending you money? Can you connect to it in this way? So instead of feeling like, you know, this aversion towards money or feeling like you're not deserving of money, can you shift your relationship to it and make it almost a fun sexual practice? And when you receive money, let's say someone pays you in your bank account, asking yourself, like, how can I open my body to receive this more fully? Because a lot of us don't fully receive money, gifts, support, a lot of things. We're like half receiving it, but half not fully receiving it to the depths of our being. So when you receive money, how can you breathe a little bit deeper in that moment? How can you make a sound to welcome it in? How can you move your body in a way that's really welcoming it into your being, into your field, and making it a practice to fully feel the pleasure of money coming into your bank account? The more that you can tune into that receptivity and the pleasurable feeling of money coming into your life, the more that is going to happen. Because energetically, if we're like, oh, we want to make money, we want to have a successful business, but at the same time, we have all these judgments around money, we don't really allow ourselves to receive money, we don't really celebrate receiving money, we're sending mixed signals to the universe. Do we celebrate it? Do we see it as something sacred, or do we not? Another little piece, I just have two little pieces left, energetic attunement to your audience. So just like good sex is about being attuned energetically to the other person, right? Feeling them, being able to like feel their body language, their breath, what would open them deeper into this moment? What kind of touch do they need? What would liberate more energy in this moment? It's very much about being very attuned to the other person. In our business, we can apply the same thing. We can practice energetically attuning to our audience. A lot of the time it can feel with social media and the internet, like the people that are going to come into our field are like very distant to us, or like it can feel a little like depersonalized almost. And what I found really, really fun is to make it much more personal, to really feel like I can feel the people in my audience. I can feel the people are following me and I'm attuned to them. Asking yourself, like, what do they deeply desire? What would open them more deeply? How can I serve them best? Like being attuned to what is going on in that field and what posts, what wording, what imagery, what would serve them best? And making it this fun relationship between you and the people you're here to serve that doesn't feel like cold and, okay, I'm going to, you know, present myself in this way and I'm going to sell my offer in this way and I'm going to say this and that because that's how people will want to buy it, but actually being more real, being more connected, like feeling them, what would open them in this moment? You know, what would excite them? What would, you know, make them say yes? And also having fun with your sales. So if you are selling something, whether it's a like physical product or program, just like you would with a lover, like the art of sacred seduction is another whole topic I teach in my work. But having fun, not selling in a way that feels mechanical or sleazy or manipulative, but making it like sensual, feeling like you're flirting with your audience, like you're teasing them, like you're giving them little hints and you know that this is what they want. You know that this is what they deeply desire. And you're playing with that energy of seduction. You know, maybe it's like a little tease before a launch, or maybe it's the way you speak about it in a little bit of a cheeky way, but finding a way for you authentically to have fun and be playful in the way that you play with the energy of sales. So it doesn't feel like this rigid thing that you put on a mask and now you need to become this saleswoman doing sales technique 1, 2, 3, which for most people is off-putting because it feels inauthentic. It feels sleazy. And actually being like, how can I have fun with this? And for me personally, you know, I work with sexuality and I love like flirting and seduction. So that's what naturally comes through me. But thinking what naturally comes through you, you know, what is a way that you can play with that energy of exchange? How can you show what it is that you're offering in a unique way? How can you show them all the little pieces inside of it? How can you make it creative? How can you make it new and make it playful so it doesn't feel like a rigid structure that you have to follow? And lastly, I'm not going to go too much into this, but honoring your cycles. So as women, we are cyclical. We're not linear. We go through cycles every month. We go through cycles during the year as well, like the seasons of the earth. We go through our winter. We go through our spring. We go through our summer. And you get to honor this within your business. When we try to follow this linear model of success, which is very masculine and which was modeled by a lot of men, it doesn't necessarily suit our cyclical nature. So you have the permission to plan according to your cycle. You have the permission to have moments of expansion and moments of contraction. I know for myself, I have this journey with creating courses. I often say it's like giving birth. So oftentimes at some point when a new program comes, it's like I feel like the universe impregnated me. There is this moment of, okay, there's like a baby is landing, is growing. And then I go through this phase of, I feel like I'm going through pregnancy. And this is the moment where I feel all the pieces are coming into place. The baby is growing. Oftentimes, this is the moment in life where I'm getting a lot of lessons exactly on this topic. And there is no set time frame for this. I never set a time of like, okay, like now I need to launch this or bring this into the world in 3 weeks' time, because I've noticed with each offering, it has its own maturation time. It has its own length of time it needs to fully mature. And then when I get to this place of like the third trimester, it feels like it's time to give birth. And this is where I start to feel like the nesting, you know, how mothers prepare their, really prepare the home and they go all out before the baby comes. I start to notice this with my offerings. I start to create the sales page. I start to see the images. I start to see the copy coming through. It's like I'm creating the nest for it to land. And then the moment of giving birth is the moment of actually launching and bringing it into the world. And then oftentimes after I led a program or a group, there's a time of, again, more yin time, more inwards time, where maybe I'm not so out and offering things or launching things, because it's time for me to go back into the yin, knowing and trusting that this inward time, this yin time, this time when maybe there's like not clear what's next, is really, really important for your work, because this is the place where our work matures. So when we try to constantly be on, or we constantly need to offer something, or we try to push something out prematurely, we're not honoring the cyclical nature of life, right? That life, it takes time for something to grow. With birth, sometimes when we launch something, sometimes there's some pain, sometimes there's some contraction, sometimes there's some fear. And knowing that all of that is part of the deeper intelligence of life and leaning into that. So structuring your business in harmony with the cyclical nature of our bodies and life, instead of fighting it and feeling like something is wrong when we're not on 100% of the time, or when we feel more inwards, or when we have a moment of contraction, but trusting that this within the bigger picture is all part of our bigger journey. So this is the last little piece here.
Thank you so much. I really love your clarity. I resonate with a lot of the things you're sharing. Everything you're sharing is really like, I'm like, oh, yes, yes. I also have this. Yeah, like it's very, very beautiful. Thank you so much. Very clear. And I feel really curious, because to me, it feels like you had a really beautiful journey with embodying a pleasure-powered business. So can you share a bit with us about what your week or your current relationship with your business looks like, so that the women can also feel like, that's an example of how this can look like, knowing that we all have our own individual versions of it. It can still be that beautiful North Star kind of example.
I love that. So I would say, first of all, I don't have a certain structure that is throughout my business. It will look a little bit differently if I'm like holding a program. Sometimes there's moments where it's more blank space and I don't have so much to do. But generally speaking, the way that I like to start my day after I do my morning practice, I always like to write down the things that I feel I really need to get done today, the things that would make me feel at the end of the day like, I did the thing. I'm so happy. I moved it in the direction I wanted it to go. I write those down. And I also have a practice. This is my morning practice. And I teach this in some of my courses. I write down how I desire to feel today. Like, what am I calling into my day? And I intentionally think about what can I intentionally plan into my day in order to tap into that feeling. And sometimes it's as simple as I really want to make my favorite meal. And I just want to turn off all the electronics, play piece of music, make my meal very intentionally, eat it very slowly, very sensually, and allow myself to just be with my senses in this moment. So it's not always like a big thing, like I'm going to have a 2-hour self-pleasuring practice. Sometimes it's small things, but I always start my day personally with the things I have to do. I like to do those first off, and then the rest of my day, it's like open space. It's like, okay, I can get creative for a new offering. Maybe there's a new idea that comes through. Maybe it's just I want to spend the day with my partner and just be it slow. So I usually don't work too much in the afternoon. I work in the morning. I do the things in the morning. And anything that I don't have to do personally, I tell my assistant does it for me. She's a godsend angel. I absolutely love this woman. So she does a lot of the admin things for me, but it looks different for me every day. I have programs and online facilitator training. So maybe I'm watching some feedback and giving feedback on assignments. Sometimes I need to do a live call for a program. Sometimes it's like I need to deal with some admin things. But generally speaking, I very intentionally structure my day into, okay, this is what I'm going to do in the morning. And I also in my morning journaling call in like, what do I want to tap into today and how am I going to create it? Sometimes it's even like simple. I remember a few weeks ago, I was on Kopangan and I just had this feeling like today, I really want to have a moment of deep intimacy with my partner. This is like the most important thing for me today. And I was like, I want waterfall. I want mango. I wrote down the things and then I just sent it to him. And I was like, babe, this is my only desire for today. And I did all my work in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we went to the waterfall. We had this beautiful moment feeding each other mango. It was super beautiful. So it's different every day. And some days it's also like, I just want to chill. I just want to not have anything to do. I just want to be relaxed. But I always, I think intentionality is the key. I'm very intentional around what it is that's truly important for me and like what I really want to happen in the day. And then also like all the things that need to get done. And a lot of the parts of my business I truly enjoy. So it's like, it doesn't, that's also the thing. If you delegate the parts of your business that you don't enjoy, then you do the things that light you up. That is the reason why you started this business. It's also those things don't feel depleting. Those things don't feel like quote unquote hard work. And one more thing that I started doing like maybe a year ago, because a lot of my work is with a computer, is, for example, I have note to myself, I don't spend more than 1 hour at a time in front of the computer. So after an hour, I usually go for a walk or I'll just do something to refresh, to get back into my body. And then if I need to do more work on the computer, I'll come back. But it's all these like little intentional things, which when you do them once, maybe doesn't make such a huge difference. But when you integrate that within your day-to-day structure of your business, it's like the way you are being in your business is very different. And then also for me, a huge piece is like embodying what it is that I'm teaching, what it is that I'm spending my whole day leading students, clients into, prioritizing that. And for me, it's like a part of my business strategy is actually taking the time to go deeper within my own pleasure practice, to go deeper within my own connection to my body, to go deeper within my own spiritual practice, because I know that this too can be felt. And for me, this is also part of the strategy. You know, strategy is not just about like, it's really about being a living embodiment of it, because the deeper I go, the deeper I can take my clients. So those are some layers. It's hard for me to give like an exact schedule, but that's like,
kind of. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Would you say you have like an average amount of hours that you work in the week? Because it sounds to me like you have a lot of space, and then you say you work in the mornings. And I feel really curious with the different women that I'm meeting also. Like,
I will say, for example, when I'm in birthing mode, when I'm in the mode of like something is coming through, I can work the whole day and not even realize, because it's like this energy. It's usually for like 4 or 5 days. It's like right before something comes through. It's this feeling of like the time is now. It's now. And like all the pieces come in. I have all the creativity. So I also follow that. When I have that feeling, I'm not like, oh, I shouldn't work too much. Like I follow this inspiration as well. So it's hard to say, because in those times, probably it's like more work than if I'm just like hosting a program and I'm just showing up to the live calls. But I would say that I'm not working more than 2 hours a day, if I'm structured, because that's also the thing that's why I like to do it first thing in the morning. Because I realized in the beginning of my business, a lot of the time I felt the whole day I'm like in front of my computer doing things. And at the end of the day, when I see what I actually did, I'm like, if I just did that in the morning without procrastinating and doing a million things in between, like it can get done. And I love this, like I have a very also structured part of me. So I can be like, let's get it done. You know, let's do the things and then it's over. So I would say 2 hours a week. And I also just create I think it's also something that comes with time, because I've created so many courses over the years. A lot of them now are self-led. So while I was creating them, it took me probably a lot of energy. But now because they're there, again, it adds to that sense of safety and support that now people just can buy things and I already did it. It's like a sense of passive income.
Yeah.
How many hours do you work? I'm curious now too.
Yeah, I would say in the beginning of this year, I worked too much. And it was because I didn't have an assistant yet.
Yeah.
I love that you bring in this piece here of like bringing the support of an assistant, because I just brought in a second assistant. And I feel it helps me so much to have more space. So I also don't have a set amount of hours, but I at the moment, it is definitely more than 2 hours a day.
Yeah. And also the piece with the assistant, one more thing I want to say for people who are listening, I didn't think I needed an assistant. And the funny story about my assistant is that she found my work through YouTube and she reached out to me and she was like, hi, I love your work so much. It would be a dream to work for you. And I think the first time I didn't even respond. I was like, I don't need an assistant. Like me, an assistant. And I was like, no. And then she emailed me again and I was just like, you know what? Like she was really like, oh, I think I can help you with this and this and this. And there was just something about her. I felt really connected to her. And then I was like, let's give it a try for a month. I was like, I don't really think I need an assistant. I don't think I'm at that place in my business. And we tried for a month and it's like, I didn't realize how much time those little things were taking me. Cause I was like, no, like I can do that myself. I don't have so much admin. And the second that was like, I don't know, 2 years ago, I've never looked back. And I was like, well, thank God she messaged me, because I didn't even realize the amount of support that gave me. So especially if you think that maybe like you don't need it, try it for a month with a virtual someone who works hour by hour and just feel how it makes your system feel, like knowing that there's someone there who's got you, you know, you don't need to be all the time.
It's so true. And I can see that I was actually doing the work of three people probably.
Yeah.
Because now that there is two women like taking on the work, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I was doing that before, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
As facilitators or healers or coaches, we're doing so many different jobs in one. Like I'm like web designer, graphic designer, content creator, facilitator, admin, all in one, you know, and some pieces of it I love. Like I love graphic design. Like it's part for me of my business. It's like the visual essence and aesthetics of my programs. I always feel like only I can make it. So like there's parts that I do. So that's why during a launch, I work a lot. I make my whole website myself. I do my whole graphics myself. So it's also not like never working, but there are pieces that we can get supported by that we don't have to be doing.
For sure. Yeah. And I feel re-inspired because I'm in the process of restructuring the intentions for the coming months and for the next year. And I definitely don't want to go over 4 hours a day for working. And I'm really bringing in that focus. And I work best in the afternoon, actually, at the moment. So I really love that you bring this piece also of tuning in, like what, you know, what moment of the day is your energy most alive to work? And just getting out of that structure of the 9 to 5 or the idea of how most people are working, like just really following our own unique flow in that and what works well for us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you so, so much. Super inspiring to be with you. And just to close, you have a really beautiful free gift, Essential Secrets Online Course. Do you want to share about that with the women?
Yes. So it's a free online course, and I think the link will be somewhere above, below, to the side. And of course, it's perfect for women who want to start to connect more deeply to their sexuality. So it's a 6-part online course where I go more deeply into yoni wellness. So I'll be speaking more about why a lot of us feel disconnected from our yoni, from our vagina, from our pleasure, and some practices to start to awaken more sensitivity and feel more connected to this part of our body. So there's also a video on yoni egg and yoni wand and how to use both and some guided practices. So it's the foundational course that I always suggest any woman who comes to my work. I always tell her, do this first to start this work in a very soft and gentle way. And then from there, you can go deeper.
Thank you so much, Zav. We'll make sure that we put all the information underneath this video. And thank you so much for your beautiful work in the world. We send you much love.
Bye.
Did you receive any inspiration, motivation, or powerful breakthroughs by listening to this episode? Then please share this episode by taking a screenshot and tagging me in your stories at nicole.nima.costeres. I would love to celebrate you, share you in my stories, and it would mean so much to have my work reach more powerful, passionate women like you. Thank you so much, and looking forward to see you next week.